congratulations. You made it out of high school and now you're going to college. Now it's gonna be nothing but fun times with cool people and no worries, right? Wrong. This is gonna be one of the hardest things you've ever gone through in your entire life. College is on a whole nother level. If you're wondering why there's a random white guy right next to me, this is my friend Parker.
Hello there. I go to Arizona State University. I am currently in astrophysics, but I will be switching to environmental engineering next year for reasons I will explain later in the video.
So me and Parker have been through a lot, about one semester of college, so we pretty much know everything that goes into it. So we're both gonna give you
advice on how to take your first steps in college.
Thank you so much.
So the first thing that I noticed was that it was a lot harder than I thought. Like, even though I have a lot of extra free time, it was mostly spent just doing homework and trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing there. I thought I knew what I was doing and what I wanted to do with astrophysics, which is basically the learning about different environments in space, like the sun, how that works, or maybe biology of Mars. But I took a class called The Threat of Energy. When I took that class, I realized I wanted to do something more relevant to help people now and not the future. So switching to environmental engineering will be able to help me do that and pursue a career maybe in developing solar panels or going to a master's with solar energy or something like that. Okay, to sum all that up, basically, even though I knew what I wanted to do when I went into college, I still ended up changing my major based off of one class.
One thing I've learned is that it's okay to not be around people all the time. Sometimes I just want to relax and chill by myself, whether it's to study or to just, play Xbox.
So another thing that I learned is that finding a hobby outside of school will really help you stay relaxed and not stress over every little thing. Like for me, it was Ultimate Frisbee, where we play just intramural games twice a week, and that helped me not freak out over every little assignment and every little test that I had to do.
Say you do bad on a test. It's not the end of the world, bro. Relax. But you don't understand. I need a 4.0 GPA. Shh. As long as you tried your absolute best, there's nothing for you to be sad about. Just try harder next time. Do more than you did before to study for the next test.
Yes, I'd like to add something to that. So even though you might do bad on a test, just because it's in that form, you might not know it as well, but in the real world, when you actually use it for your job, you're gonna be able to look things up and you're gonna be able to use other people to your advantage. So just because you do bad on one test, maybe you get a B in a class instead of an A, it's not like you're gonna never do good ever in your life.
Yeah. The last thing I learned is that community college is one of the smartest decisions you can make, especially if you're undecided or you don't know exactly what you want to do yet. I talked to some of my friends in community college and I figured out that it saves money because college is friggin' expensive. You're still home, so it's easier for you to get a job and save up for when you do go to college. And it gives you time to try new things and to find out what you actually want to do.
My third piece of advice is that just because you have a roommate doesn't mean you spend all your waking moments with them when you're not in class. You can be friends with them, but you don't need to go eat with them all the time or have the same workout schedule or take the same classes when you can.
All right, my roommate was really cool, but he snored a lot, so I could not sleep. Like, I would wake up at like 3 a.m. actually and not be able to go back to sleep. All right, thank you guys for watching. Comment down below what else you learned from college, and I'll see you next time.